Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's catch up with some of what's happened in Lansing this week with our Friday political commentators, Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican majority leader in the Senate. He joins us by Skype. Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. First, let's talk about Governor Rick Snyder's opinion piece in the Detroit Free Press. In it, he called for broadband access, stopping Asian carp from invading the Great Lakes. And then he talked about fees, and one of them would be a fee on dumping waste and the other a fee on water bills. Ken, the governor says for both, it would cost homeowners less than $10 a year. Thoughts on this?
Well, I give the governor a lot of credit for bringing some attention to what I think are some critical needs here in Michigan in the midst of this sort of tax cut fever. Cleaning up abandoned and contaminated toxic waste sites is a very important from a groundwater and public health standpoint, fixing our aging water systems, not just the drinking water issue, but sewer and stormwater systems. These are critical needs, and they're going to cost money, and that means fees or taxes. So, you know, I know it's a heavy lift, but I give them a lot of credit for not ignoring these and bringing attention to these needs.
So, Vicki, what do you think of fees versus taxes for this kind of effort?
Well, fees are designed to go directly to the user so that the user pays and everybody else doesn't. And that's how we fund the gas tax for roads. If you buy gasoline, you're using the roads and you pay a user fee. In this case, it's a broad-based problem. Toxic waste affects everybody. So the user fee for people who dump waste into our landfills would go to people who dump waste in our landfills. Unfortunately, that fee does not get extended necessarily to businesses.
Let me challenge you there. Businesses have dumpsters. I mean, they pay fees.
That is a good point. You're right. They are paying the dumping fee in that sense, but there's a lot of businesses that don't have their own dumpsters. And in those cases, those people won't be paying. We tried to raise the dumping fees back when Canada was bringing all of their trash from Ontario into Michigan, and we couldn't even get, despite public outrage over it, we couldn't even get the dumping fees. They were called tipping fees, raised at that point. So it is going to be a tremendously hard lift, but I do think that a better tax would be a more broad-based tax that hits everybody. When it comes to the water infrastructure, the governor wants to put a $5 billing fee together for users of systems of over 1,000 people. And in that case, again, it's the homeowner that ends up with the water bill that increases, but everybody is affected by water infrastructure.
It's a regressive tax in that the rich pay $5, the poor pay $5. We all get the same flat fee.
Exactly. But here's the real problem. We need $800 million a year, at least, according to the governor, to fix our water infrastructure. Yet what he's proposing will scarcely raise $110 million. Where is the gap going to be filled? We've been talking about this for years and years. We talked about this for road infrastructure as well, and we got scarcely a third of what we need to fix our roads. Again, I agree with Ken. The governor has a very heavy lift here. At least he's trying to put some suggestions on the table for the legislature to discuss. But in an election year where both the House and the Senate and the governor's mansion are up for grabs, I think this is going to be an impossible lift for him.
We should make one final point. This tipping fee, this per-ton fee to dump into landfills, most states are charging somewhere between $5 and $13 a ton. Michigan's charging 36 cents a ton. That's pretty significant.
Yes, it is.
A blog from Gongwer, written by Zach Gorchow, points out that the Democrats abandoned some of their allies in favor of backing a Republican plan to cut taxes. Schools opposed it. The Michigan League for Public Policy, which is normally aligned with Democrats, opposed it. Democrats ignored them for this increase in personal exemptions, which means less money for state services in the end. Ken, is this, as Gorchow suggested, a betrayal?
Well, this tax cut fever evidently is extremely contagious, and now it's infecting everybody. Republicans like tax cuts because they don't have a lot of confidence that government can spend money effectively. But most Republicans, I think, would admit that government has to do some things. You got to educate kids, you got to protect the public health, and you got to keep people safe from crime. And this tax cut, whether it's, you know, Democrats or Republicans embracing it, it's got to be done in that sort of context of what the other needs are there. And I think legislators would like to hearken back to the late 1990s, when the economy was so revved up and revenue was coming in bucketfuls that the legislature could cut taxes and at the same time raise spending on things like education. We're just not in that kind of economy anymore. I mean, that was 20 years ago. And this whole tax cut fever is not being done in the context of these other needs.
Vicki, what do you think about this move by the Democrats?
I, again, agree with Ken. It's unfortunate that we are increasing the personal exemption at a time when we really can't afford it. But the Democrats have been fighting for a middle-class tax cut for a long time, especially since the pension tax was instituted on our seniors, that I can understand their desire to go along with this. However, we did need to do something to match the federal tax cut, and that was a technical word change. And the governor was proposing the technical word change and then sweetening the pot by about $200 a year to go up to about $4,300 to $4,500 for this so-called personal exemption. It ended up getting confounded with the driver responsibility fee repeal, which is something that the Democrats have been working very hard for, and the Republicans. And so it all got folded in together with this split the difference between the Senate and the House, and we ended up giving more money out to refunds or to personal exemptions than we could necessarily afford, not necessarily this year, but in the upcoming few years. And that's really where the governor is going. He's balanced the budget for this year. It's in future years that he's really concerned about his legacy and the tax cuts that will begin to affect generation after generation of Michigander if we don't get our finances under control.
That's Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic legislator, and we heard from Ken Sikkema, a former Republican legislator. Good to talk to both of you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Lester.